This is SNW Spotlight, brought to you by LSI. It's Wednesday, October 17th, 2007, day three of Storage Networking World. I'm Paul Lancor with Podtech.net. We're here in Grapevine, Texas, just outside of Dallas, covering the conference in its entirety. For more information about SNW, go to snwspotlight.com. Here at the Gaylord Texan Resort, our Michael Johnson had an interesting conversation with Cisco CTO Tom Edsel. His report coming up in just a bit. Just prior to the last Storage Networking World Conference in the spring in San Diego, LSI underwent a change, acquiring Agere Systems. Now 6 months later, Mitch Siegel, Vice President of Corporate Marketing at LSI, says the company is a stronger player in both the storage and networking arenas as a result of the merger.
Combining 50 years worth of innovation and the ability to serve customers more broadly from silicon to systems to software and provide complete building block solutions that allow our customers, who are server providers and networking equipment vendors, to deliver some of the industry's leading solutions to end users.
Siegel says a natural outgrowth of LSI's leadership role is the announcement at SNW of their Model 1532 simplicity-based iSCSI storage system, targeted at the small and medium-sized business.
Allowing customers to essentially create what is an IP-based storage area network to replace unconsolidated direct-attached storage environments.
Full disk encryption, FDE, is being talked about a lot at SNW. LSI is deeply involved in developing this new security measure, which offers unprecedented encryption on the disk for data at rest.
And this allows you the additional protection that comes when a device is lost, stolen, or misplaced. You can be assured that the data itself is inaccessible by people who do not have access to the key. Full disk encryption is the preferred method and allows customers to do this in a very compatible way with existing systems.
And all of this, says Siegel, positions LSI to be a leader in both storage and networking for the next 50 years. While no one can forecast the future of the data center, Tom Edsel, Senior Vice President and CTO of the Data Center Switching and Security Technology Group at Cisco, has a pretty good idea. He spoke with Podtech's Michael Johnson.
You can imagine a data center where the administrator goes in and says, well, here are some information assets that I want to make public. Give them to my set of users, qualified by some criteria, through a web service. And then he's done. Everything else happens automatically. Magic, sort of a Star Trek, from the bridge talking to the computer kind of a solution.
Zimmerman program Alpha 1 is now complete.
So that's where we want to get. And so what do we have to do to get there? Well, we have to have an infrastructure that's extremely flexible. And we see that emerging today, important technologies in the form of virtualization.
Edsel says that one of the ways we'll get to that future data center is through collaboration of ideas, companies, and technologies.
I think you'll see overlap between the large system vendors, Cisco included. But that overlap is healthy, because if there's not overlap, inevitably there'll be a gap. And if there's a gap, then there's a big problem for the customer.
And virtualization will be an even larger part of the future data center, but not without some way to orchestrate it all. Above all, that center has to have what Edsel calls a unified fabric with optimization of resources and flexibility.
So it simplifies because I go to fewer networking technologies overall. It simplifies because I have fewer moving pieces, moving parts. I have fewer components in my networking infrastructure. It adds additional flexibility because now I don't have to make a decision whether I want to deploy storage services to this physical server or not. If I have network connectivity, and virtually all devices in the data center have network connectivity, I can run storage there or not run storage as I please. So it gives me that kind of flexibility. And then ultimately it reduces costs because of economies of scale, because of eliminating devices, et cetera. So I think that unified fabric, although it's not directly virtualization and orchestration, is an important component that will travel along with those other technologies.
And as those technologies boldly go forward and options increase as a result of virtualization and other emerging technologies, future IT managers may have infinitely more choices in how the data center will function, but Edsel has some advice.
As you have a component in your data center and you virtualize it into two components or more, it's going to be more complex to deal with. And so we have to pay attention to that. You also have to pay attention to where you're going in the future and not just try to virtualize where you are today, and understand whether latency is going to be a big issue for you in the future. If it is, let's look at virtualization solutions that also address latency, or whatever it is in the future that you see as being a big concern for your data center. Make sure you understand where virtualization is headed, so that when you deploy this, you converge on not only getting virtualization, but also getting what you need out of that data center. And in the end, if you can, you know, if you don't have to throw away a piece of equipment, that's also very green.
At SNW in Grapevine, Texas, I'm Michael Johnson.
That's it for this edition of SNW Spotlight. Go to snwspotlight.com to subscribe to the podcast, take part in polling questions. You'll also find blogs and RSS feeds from major vendors. If you want updates on your mobile device, text SPARK to 72648. We'll be back tonight with an update. I'm Paul Lancour with PodTech.net. Thanks for listening.